You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. He spent 12 years leading the Kalamazoo Public Schools. Now, Michael Rice is expanding his portfolio to the entire state of Michigan. Michael Rice will become the next superintendent of Michigan schools after a 5-3 vote by the State Board of Education. And he is here with us now. Michael Rice, welcome.
Thank you very much.
So a bit about you and how you came to this job. Did I read you actually began your education career teaching, was it high school French?
It was. I taught high school French. I started and coached speech and debate programs in the Washington, D.C. public schools.
And then how did you wind up in Michigan in Kalamazoo?
Well, I went to graduate school. I came out of graduate school. I became chief financial officer of the D.C. public schools, the Fort Wayne community schools, and then deputy superintendent for business in the Lansing School District. When I left Lansing, when my wife and I left Lansing with our daughters, we went to New Jersey, where I was superintendent of the Clifton Public Schools, Clifton, New Jersey. And then when the Kalamazoo superintendency became open, I applied for that. And we've been here in Kalamazoo for 12 years. So in some ways, the acceptance of the Kalamazoo superintendency in 2007 was a coming home.
Why did you apply for the state job?
Well, you know, I originally had no interest in the state superintendency. A number of years ago, I had been recruited in 2015. I said I wasn't interested at the time. I was interested this year, and I was interested because I believe that a number of issues are ripe in Michigan, and they're issues that I care very, very much about. Issues of the adequacy and equity of school funding, the fact that we underfund not just in base funding across the state, but we underfund our special needs children, our English language learners, our poor children in the state of Michigan. We underfund early childhood education. So I felt that the funding issue was ripe. I felt the early childhood education issue was ripe. I felt like the issue of literacy was ripe. And I felt that career and technical education was ripe. I think that businesses are concerned about the talent and the ability to get the requisite numbers of qualified applicants. We're concerned about skilled craftspeople in the state. So I think career and technical education an issue in Michigan. And then there's the existential issue of teacher shortage. And many of us in local public schools and local public school districts in the state are very, very concerned about the number of teachers, and not simply in shortage areas, science, math, special education, career and technical education, world languages, bilingual education, English as a second language, but some of the traditional surplus areas have become harder to find teachers in. So I was very, very concerned about that issue, and I believe that issue is increasingly ripe. And then there are a couple of issues that are less ripe in Michigan, but that nonetheless need to be addressed in this particular category. Most specifically, I think of social and emotional learning of our students and by extension of our adults as well.
And here you have these 12 years as superintendent of a very large, diverse district in Kalamazoo, and you were on the outside looking at what was happening in Lansing that would affect your district and your teachers. How do you view the way that the lawmakers and the State Department of Education go about trying to address these issues that are facing our schools in Michigan?
Well, I think it's very hard from the outside in to weigh in accurately. I can tell you that we can continue to improve customer service in the department. I think that it has improved and that I think it can continue to improve. I think we can also improve the way we as a profession, not just as the department, but that as we as the profession interact with the state legislature. The state legislature has passed some bills into law that have been helpful to public education. We've done some other things that haven't been helpful for public education, and I've been critical in particular instances of those efforts.
Such as?
Well, I think the A through F bill that became law was not something that I supported. I think it's punitive. You know, there's an old expression, the beatings will continue until morale increases. I'm not sure that A through F isn't in some fashion associated with that. I know of no research that suggests that A through F, a distillation of what a school is, helps improve outcomes for children. I wouldn't sum up an individual human being with five-letter grades, a letter grade for a left elbow, a right knee, a left foot, a nose. I wouldn't do that with a human being, given how complex a human being is. And, of course, schools are more complex than human beings. They're groups of human beings. It doesn't make sense for an individual human being. It certainly doesn't make sense for a complex organization like a school. I believe in what the department has done with the support of the State Board of Education to produce a parent dashboard, making all sorts of data available for review. I think that there's tremendous value in that. But that you make all sorts of data available and that you somehow manage to distill all that data into a single metric, or according to the A through F plan that passed in lame duck in December, five metrics with three, you know, rankings in addition to that, I just don't think that that's wise public policy at all. And I certainly don't think that it will improve outcomes for children.
Something that we have seen, I'm going to pivot over to the fact that we've seen tragedies across the country with school shootings. We have been lucky here in Michigan so far. As the new superintendent, how do you want to approach school security and safety?
The challenge, of course, is that our communities want community schools. They want, on the one hand, schools that are open and accessible and welcoming. But on the other hand, they want them fully secure. And of course, there's a tug. There's a tension between those two desires. We have to work on a balance. I can tell you that here in Kalamazoo, that we have done a number of things. We've hired more security officers or campus safety officers. We've expanded our relationship or strengthened our relationship with local law enforcement. We've put hundreds of cameras on our buses, thousands of cameras in our schools, buzzer intercom camera systems at our front doors. We've done ALICE training, alert lockdown, informed counter evacuate training. We also have metal detectors for our major events, not for our individual school days at individual schools, but for our major events. And each year we look to tighten down that security in measurable ways. And the last thing is that we recently passed a bond, $97 million bond in the district, which includes 15 secure entryways in 15 of our buildings, so that when you enter with buzzer intercom camera system, which are currently at the front door of all 26 of our schools, that you end up going right into an office. So it's one of several different mechanisms that remind people that there are people watching. It's an opportunity to stop, gather yourself, and make a different decision or decisions.
I want to turn to teachers. From your new position as the head of education in Michigan, what do you want to do for Michigan's teachers?
I want to raise up the profession again. We need to rebuild the profession. The profession for many, many, many years was, for myself and for, you know, tens of thousands of people across the country, a point of pride profession. It's been denigrated in the state. It's been undermined. It's been chipped away at. It's been criticized. And I do not believe that that serves children well. It is not in the best interests of children to denigrate the profession of those people who daily work hard in classrooms across the state, across the country, to provide education for children. We can have a rich, spirited debate about content, about form of education, about a wide range of different things in education. But those conversations can and should be respectful conversations. They should be careful conversations. They should be conversations without recriminations. I want to rebuild the profession. I want more people going into public education. I want more people proud to be excited about training to be teachers, going into the profession, excited about a career in education, looking forward to pouring into children in the profession. That's the profession that I entered in the mid-80s. That's the profession that I want to raise up moving forward. The profession's been chipped away at over the last decade or decade and a half. It's going to need to be rebuilt over the same period of time.
We've got a full plate. Michael Rice, the next superintendent for the state of Michigan. Thank you for your time, and I certainly look forward to talking with you again soon.
Likewise. You take care. Thank you.